you and welcome. I'm happy that you have joined us here today for the Faith, Family, and Freedom program. I think we're going to have an extraordinary program. Hopefully, you'll enjoy the various segments that we have included in the format. What an honor as we come to you today and in your viewing area and try to share some speak truth to error type segments. Well, it's always a very delight to be in your home or your place of business or wherever you might be viewing us. You know, I think it's so needful today that we do our best to speak to the exceptionalism of America, to the faith of our fathers, to the necessity of families, and to safeguard our freedoms and to speak against the tirade of those that would try to tear us down and replace America with something that it's never been and hopefully never will be. So I think in this program today, you'll be challenged. I think you will be invigorated by what you might see. If you'd like to remind a neighbor or friends, this would be a good time to do it. Let's get in to the program that we have planned for you. Thank you for being here tonight, and I want to call your attention tonight to the book of Romans, chapter 5, and verse 12, I believe it is. The Bible here tells us in this book here, as we get to it, as we get it up on the screen there, the Bible says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Dear Lord, I pray that we'll be at our best for you tonight. Help us in the few moments that we might use. May it be to your glory. In Jesus' name and amen. There are a lot of things in the Bible that we don't understand. There are things that maybe the Lord allows us to understand. But as I came in the building tonight, Brother Jack asked me if I'd gotten an email from him. And I said, let me see it. I hadn't noticed it or hadn't been aware of it. And he was talking about our subject tonight, grace greater than all our sins. And he made a statement here that perhaps that grace comes also under the word revelation, that maybe that God has kept to himself certain things that as we go along in life that we will become more knowledgeable about, or perhaps we'll understand better. There's an awful lot that we don't understand. I don't know sometimes that we know how to pray, but the Bible says the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for groanings that cannot be uttered. I wanted to take a look tonight at this subject, grace greater than all our sins. We sing that song sometimes, or I've featured it. I want to deal with three or four thoughts about it. What is grace? Who created it? For what reason do we have grace? When was it developed, and to whom is it bestowed? I was thinking this afternoon, and I tried to get it in my mind. Somebody said mercy and grace are somewhat intertwined. Then it was said that mercy is what we get for what we deserve, and that grace is for what we don't deserve. I believe with all of my heart that God made man for a reason. God made man, he became man so that man can become a son of God. Only God truly knows what we need. I'll say something here, and I don't hope it doesn't get misunderstood. I believe that God initiates salvation in the heart of the individual. We do know this, that the Bible says here in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then in verse 24 of Romans 3, being justified freely by his grace. Now, I looked at something, and this is worth looking into, and I want some of you to do this. Maybe not, you might not have an opportunity tonight. The Bible says in Genesis 15:6, talking about Abraham, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Then in Job chapter 22:2, the Bible says, can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Then in verse 3, and this is important, is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Now, I want to give us some thoughts here tonight. It seems to me, if we study man from a biblical standpoint, we can see that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:9, says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now, that's somewhat beyond my ability level. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15:10, the apostle said, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
life's troubles come. Keep my feet from wandering, lest from thee I'll roam, lest I fall.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. And you know, friends, I believe that we all can help one another. And I think we can help to admonish one another and give perhaps good advice and biblical truth. It needs to be shared. It's the story of the cross can never be negated nor neglected. That Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. I like that over in Romans 5:8, where it says, "For God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That's why I like the part that I tried to do the other day at the church on grace greater than all our sins. So as a result of that today, I do think that we need to give the Lord praise in his house. Many times I think we're too silent or too reticent. Perhaps we're not very vocal, and I'm not saying you have to be, but I think the Lord's house should be a place of worship where we do praise him for the wondrous works that he has done to the children of men. Let's continue with our program.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail?
In every generation, God raises up individuals who are willing to step into the public arena and declare openly that they are willing to stand against the giants in the land, those who publicly shout their hatred for God and his people. God prepares special people for desperate times. He qualifies those individuals and equips them with a passion, a purpose, and the power to stand against the prevailing winds of complacency. America is at a critical time in its history. With a national debt well into the trillions of dollars, with foreclosures and bankruptcies at an all-time high, there is even a greater crisis, the moral bankruptcy that threatens to destroy our nation from within. We have gone a long way from the days when school had no need of metal detectors, when basically everyone was raised in a traditional two-parent home, when prayer was observed daily in school, when there were public displays of the Ten Commandments, when nativity scenes and Christmas carols were everywhere, when doors were not locked at night, and when everyone agreed we were one nation under God. Andrew Phipps is unwilling to sit by idly and join those who are the enemies of God and who believe that America is to blame for any and all failures in the world. He refuses to give his consent to those who want no standards and who believe that because something is popular, it makes it right. Andrew Phipps has been prepared by God to give a clarion call all across this nation that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. He further believes that except the Lord build the city, they that build it labor in vain. Wherever Andrew Phipps speaks, folks are educated, informed, and inspired to stand for traditional values that made America great. He believes that God created the home, established the church, and sanctioned good government so that people might lead quiet and peaceable lives. In this very poignant and penetrating message that you are about to hear, Andrew Phipps will give purpose and validity to the goodness and greatness of America, and you will understand why it is imperative for all Americans to embrace a return to greatness.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
If history teaches us anything, it is they who ignore the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them. Great nations and empires once renowned for their glory years are buried under the ignominious ash heap of civilizations decayed and destroyed, no longer remembered, but for the fact they no longer exist. The question then arises, why? What makes people and governments great, only to repeat the same basic cycle of rise and fall, like so many other great systems before them? Can nations not expect continuous blessings? Is success a temporary thing? Have we gone too far down the slippery slope of decadence and ultimate failure by the time we finally realize it? In short, will America be like other great nations, take our place in the sun, and then wither and die? If there are things and habits that make for pleasant times, it must in fact be assumed that conditions that bring blessings also allows for those conditions that bring ruin. America prospered in her glory days. There were problems and failures and errors, but we believe God had blessed our land, and to him we gave reverence. From the earliest times, the historical record is irrefutable that all of our institutions presupposed a divine creator and that he was central to all of our habits and dispositions. There simply was no argument to this axiom. We took the Bible to be our rule and guide of faith. We built our homes, started schools, and raised our children upon its precepts for the better part of our history. To say we were not a Christian nation would have been unthinkable. Even the Supreme Court agreed. When we made mistakes, we corrected them. Our political parties were not divided as to the need for morality and the usefulness of the Ten Commandments being the common thread of good government, because we believed that the least government is the best government, and that true self-government is when folks take responsibility for their own actions. Character was treasured. It was never divided into public and private spheres. Presidents took the oath of office by inserting, "So help me God."
Our coins, our currency, our courts, our paid chaplains for the military and Congress, and our cathedrals made it clear for all to see that we had come to America not to find gold, but to worship God. All over Washington, D.C., there is an abundance of visible evidence that a reverence for God and how he had been instrumental in all that America was, is, and ever shall be. Our national memorials, Statuary Hall in the Capitol, Moses and the Ten Commandments right at the entrance to the highest court in the land, the national anthem, the Pledge to Allegiance, and inscriptions abound for all to see with clarity that God and his laws were never to be forgotten nor ignored. Whether it be the mural of the baptism of Pocahontas in the rotunda of the Capitol building, or the reference, "Praise be to God," inscribed on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, the evidence is clear. This was and is a Christian nation.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell, from early survival and great loss to eventual success and many aspects of his life. Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Thank you again for joining us for today's program. My home church is Liberty Baptist Church, Muncie, Indiana, and it would be a delight for me to come into your area, and we go to fundamental churches across the nation. And if you like what you see here, if you'd like to become a helpful contributor, maybe some people might call it a partner, well, you can go to our website at Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. And also our book, It's Always a Struggle, But, you can also order that directly at the same website. I consider it an honor that the Lord would allow us and give us, provide us with the opportunity to share what we believe to be very important. These times are very dreadful type times, a time of depression for a lot of people. And when we see the division within the country and dysfunctional families and people divided on every issue that you can think about, our hope is in Christ. That's the only hope. I believe it's important. I hope that you will help us by continuing to advertise the Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom program in your church and wherever possible. But until the next time, God bless. Have a wonderful day.